Turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 12, and verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Many years ago, I read a little tract, and I suppose a lot of you have read it, called The Advocate or The Accuser. Whose side are you on? And it searched my heart. And not long ago, the Lord freshly brought that tract to my attention. And I realized that we need to be reminded occasionally that there are two that are at work. One is an accuser and the other is an advocate. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. 1 John 2 and verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Every time I think that there is one who has access to the presence of God who is accusing me, it's encouraging to remember that there is one there who is my advocate. And it's interesting to see that it says an advocate with God. No, advocate with the Father. Because the sin does not affect the relationship. It affects the communion. These are fundamental things I know that most of us know well, but we need to say them again to each generation as they come along, because we can't assume that each one knows these things. We get a picture of Satan's activity. I think the very word Satan means adversary, doesn't it? An adversary, an accuser. And there he is in the days of Job, which is the oldest book historically, I believe, oldest book as far as it's being written in the Bible. There is Satan with access to the presence of God among the other sons of God, presenting his accusations. And God asks him, have you considered, where are you coming from, Satan? Oh, walking to and fro on the face of the earth. Have you considered my servant Job? I think it's just wonderful that God doesn't say that. It says day and night. Day and night, he accuses the brethren. It's a very solemn thing, beloved brethren, if we get into a habit of accusing the brethren. And I say this for my own correction and edification. Let us be careful about accusing the brethren. On the other hand, the Lord Jesus, our paraclete, our advocate, stands there, and he's an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And I ask you this afternoon, what side are you on? The side of the advocate or the accuser? Because it's easy for us as believers to fall into being on the wrong side in this issue and to accuse our brethren. Do we know what it is to plead for our brethren? I've been refreshed lately, meditating a little bit on David. What are these sheep? These are just sheep. I'm the one that sinned. In another case where Moses, where the Lord says, I'll destroy the people and I'll make of you, Moses, a great nation. Moses says, don't do that. Oh God, take my name out of the book of life rather than do that. What an example of an advocate. An advocate. My grandmother used to tell a somewhat humorous story, and yet it has a lesson to it. She lived in Reading, Pennsylvania, and there was a man led out in her grandmother's days who was a ne'er-do-well, and he was taken out finally to be hanged. And there was a lady who lived next door to my, I guess it would be great-great-grandmother, who never said anything bad about anyone. She always found something good to say about each person, no matter who they were. And as he was being led down the street to be hanged, someone taunted her and said, now what can you say good about him? She says, he was the best whistler I've ever heard of. Well, you might laugh at that, and I don't intend to make people laugh, but to put a lesson out there. She found something good to say about that man there was really nothing good to say about. And beloved, I believe that one of the things the devil uses to destroy the testimony of Christians and to cause endless problems among the saints is the habit we have of taking the side of the accuser of the brethren instead of the advocate. Dear ones, I'm not talking to you as one who doesn't need this. It came out of a dusty pile of pamphlets that I was going through that our sister Dinah Adams sent me, that I think must have come from our brother Dan Jacobson's library. I was visiting out there, and she asked me if I'd be interested. I said, oh, yes, I'd love to give some of them to the prisoners in the jail. The Lord allowed that little pamphlet to fall out, among others, for my own correction, for my own edification, for my own conscience. I don't want to say much about it, but just to bring before your attention that there are two sides. The side of the advocate, the blessed advocate, the Lord Jesus Christ, who righteously stands for us before the Father. And the side of the accuser. Well, we know that hymn and we take comfort in it. What though the accuser roar of ills that I have done? And he does. He roars of them. Beloved brethren, I say with my heart, with all my heart, let us be careful and remember that there are just two sides in this issue. The side of the advocate, the Lord Jesus Christ, or the accuser of the brethren who accuses them before God day and night.